Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
A minister of the sanctuary, of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. Now, here's where we get some interesting word pictures, okay? He was a minister of the sanctuary, the true tabernacle. Jesus did not serve as a priest in the earthly tabernacle or the temple. He didn't serve as priest here. He serves in the true tabernacle. The word true means real and genuine. Is it genuine or genuine? Depending on where you're from. You know, tomato, tomato. You know what? Genuine, whatever the word, how you pronounce it. It's not a copy. The point here, we read the rest next to these verses. There is literally, I believe, in heaven today, a tabernacle, a temple, if you will. And inside that temple, the tabernacle, that's a whole nother lesson to look at. But I believe you have the altar, the Holy of Holies. You have that laver, the candlestick, you have the table of showbread, all these things that was on earth, they're in heaven today. Preacher, you're crazy. I'm glad you've turned me to Exodus chapter number 25. Exodus chapter number 25. I want you to see this, verses 8 and 9. Exodus 25, verses 8 and 9. Moses had been given the law, and he's up on the mountain. And we read in verse number 8 of Exodus 25. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. Now look in verse number 9. According to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it. If you will, God opened the canopies of heaven and allowed Moses to see a glimpse of what was in heaven. And God told Moses, I want you, what you see here, I want you to have made on earth. And that's what it's talking about in Hebrews chapter number 8, that in verse number 2, a minister of the sanctuary of the true tabernacle. It's not a copy. It's the real one in heaven. I have a note here. As beautiful and as ornate Moses' tabernacle and Solomon's temple were, nothing can compare to the true one that God made with his own hands. Verse number 3, let's move on. Now I'll get back to it real quick. Verse number 3, for every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, whereof it is necessary that this man have somewhat also to offer. This man is Jesus. Verse number 4, for if he was on the earth, if we're on the earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. Let me just quickly hit this and move on. Jesus was not qualified to serve as a priest here on earth. Why? Because he was from the tribe of Judah. Only the priests who could serve were be from the tribe of Levi. So he could not even qualify, according to the law, to be a priest here on earth. That's why he's a priest in heaven. Are y'all getting that? Because he was a tribe of Judah, Jesus. He could not be a priest here on earth. They were Levite priests, okay, according to the law. And that's what these verses are saying here in a nutshell. If he were on earth, he should not be a priest. He was from the tribe of Judah, not Levite. Now, verse number 5. Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For, saith he, talking about God speaking now to Moses, thou shalt make all things according to the pattern showed thee to thee in the mount. Again, we have that reference where God told Moses, I want you to make things like you're seeing up in heaven. The altar, the breathing, and I got so many things here in Exodus 25, 40, Exodus 26, 30, Exodus 27, 8. It speaks again about that pattern that I'm showing you. I want you to build it just like you see it. And don't you know it was beautiful? They had some real craftsmen back then. Matter of fact, we had some real craftsmen in my day. Well, early, you know, I won't go into there, but I don't want to intimidate anybody. But as far as everything's done for us now, it's pre-made. It's pre-manufactured, and we've got lazy, you know, everything's laid out and on computers and all. They didn't have computers back then. They had to use their brain. By the way, people are a lot smarter back then than they are today. We've accumulated knowledge today, but we've dumbed down. Now, I'm not calling you dumb, but since Adam, man has devolved, not evolved. Since Adam, we've got worse and worse and worse, not just morally, but even some of our people are as dumb as rocks. Common sense is not common anymore. I won't even go there. But here's the point, that they were real craftsmen, not just a few. In Moses' days, man, don't you know they made some beautiful things. Beautiful art, beautiful things. Matter of fact, Danny has some in his possession over thousands of years old that are still, we make something today, it's rusted out and, you know, in 30 years, got to buy a new one or whatever. He's got stuff thousands of years old still. Because the way it was made. Well, the point that we're making here is in heaven is so much better. What was here was a pattern. What in heaven is a real thing. And in verse number 6, and we'll close with this. But now, speaking of Jesus, hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how also much also he's a mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. Remember, I opened up our class this morning saying that Hebrews was a better book. We see those words used right here in verse number 6, how it says he was more excellent ministry. No earthly priest could take away sin the way Jesus did. No earthly priest could ever do for us the way Jesus does for us. No earthly priest could care for us the way Jesus cares for us. And now he's obtained a more excellent ministry. He's a mediator. You know what a mediator is? A go-between, between two parties. He's a mediator. Boy, don't we need a mediator. And Jesus, matter of fact, and I'm going to close it, and I'm not picking on any religions, but I'm so glad we don't have to go to a knot head looking through a knot hole. We can go directly to the Father. We have direct access to the Father. He's our mediator. And then those words, a better covenant. Grace is so much better than the law. And I mentioned this last week. The law points us to Jesus. It points about our sin, but the law could never save. Law never saved anybody. But thank God for grace. It's better. It's better. And then you got better promises. And I have so many promises here written down, but God has given us some better promises. And one of the greatest promises, well, I wrote down the very first, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. We can count on that. Jesus is so much better. Better. Did I say Jesus is better? He's all I need. I'll go a little farther. He's all I want. How about you? Do you know him as Savior? Is he real in your life? Boy, if not, why not call upon him today? He's so much better than you've ever experienced. Our Father, we thank you for your word, for your love, for your grace, your mercy, for your compassion, for your faithfulness. Father, you loved us even when we're unlovable. We thank you for loving us and sending your son Jesus to die for our sins. Thank you for allowing us to come to live with you in eternity in heaven. Lord, for that great salvation that's offered to all mankind. If perhaps there's somebody here today that's never called upon your name, may today be that day. They ask you to save them. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.